It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and now the Bryce Wilson Show with the star of our show, Bryce Wilson.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Flathead Valley.
Yeah, well, kind back of at you.
Remember the beginning of the Bugs Bunny show with the guy dancing across the stage when he introduces you. I kind of think of that.
You know, I wanted to point out something I just realized yesterday. This is the 10th year that we've been doing the Bryce Wilson
Show. Has it really
show.
Been that long?
That's right.
10 years.
Wow.
10 years, yeah. It's been 10 years that we've been broadcasting Flathead High School football and basketball
Well,
games.
That's been a great partnership.
Yes, it has. And it's been wonderful having you here every Thursday morning. And
well, I appreciate that.
We want to keep on doing it.
And good. I appreciate that as well. I'm glad I'm still welcomed. So, you know, just to talking about some things and some history, I mean, what a great winter season
for the
Braves and Bravettes.
Yeah.
Just some of the awards that some of them just came out this week. I think people probably saw them in the paper. But, you know, I thought about it as I've got 6 trophies in my office. Mm-hmm. And there's only 2 AA schools that got 6 trophies this last year.
Wow.
Now, I will say, I think West, unfortunately, got us in 2 of them where they got first and we got second at the state level. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we had, you know, divisional first place trophies, girls wrestling, boys wrestling, girls basketball. And then at state, we got the 2 second place trophies, one in boys wrestling, one in girls basketball, and then a 3rd place in girls wrestling. But that is still, there's only 2 schools in the state at the AA level that was that successful.
And it was you and some other school.
Billings West.
Yeah. Okay, so my question is, where are you going to put them?
So they go in the trophy room.
Yeah, where?
Good point. So I think what I'm going to do is look, going back there and seeing if we can mount them directly on the wall.
Oh, okay.
And so we can get a little bit of space back so that we can finagle and get a few more trophies wedged in there.
It's rough being as successful as you guys.
Yes, it's and a lot of years of tradition, and it's, you know, really great to honor all of those traditions. And so it's important, and we'll get those the shoehorn, put that in there and get them in there.
That's one thing. Next time you go to Flathead High School, take a few minutes and walk through that trophy room. It is absolutely amazing.
It is, and it's got so many great things throughout the past. I mean, you really get a walk through, and you get to see Coach Epperly and his teams and the basketball success he has had. And then you've get the Gatorade Players of the Year. You've got Brock Osweiler in there and his accolades while he was at Flathead. You've got Riley, and he's up there. We've got Lex Hilliard, and we've got a special tribute to all those guys that made it to the NFL or just to pro football. Mike Riley, I mean, he was the MVP in the CFL for several years.
Oh, yeah, a quarterback.
So, at a quarterback there. Yeah. And so, all those people and the history really is a special thing to come and take a few moments and walk through there. I would agree. It's pretty impressive when you see that. Mm-hmm. Individual awards continuing, first of all, we had the Western Coach of the Year for the girls.
That's right.
Sam Tudor. And that was fantastic. He's done a great job. And then you've got offensive
big
player.
Has Big Fork High School ever forgiven you for taking him?
They talk to me still, so I guess that's good. But he's done a great job. And continue to love working with him. And we just keep building on what he's done. And, it's going to be hard. We're going to lose some seniors, but he's excited about the kids coming up. And there's some of those kids that are coming up that are really good as well. And so there's still a lot of excitement in what he's going to be able to keep going on with. So that's cool.
Yep.
Kennedy Moore was Player of the Year, and she's a junior. So the Offensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. And then she's also All-State, first team All-State. You had Maddie Moy, who also was first-team All-State. Akilah Cuby also got All-Conference, second-team All-Conference, I believe. And then honorable mention, we had Avery Chenard. And on the boys' side, Noah Cummings. So, great time. Obviously, Noah Pohatton we've talked about him already, but he was a champion on the boys' side and several second places as well. So what a great winter season we've had.
Wow.
You know, I don't know if anybody realizes, but it is spring out there, and spring sports have sprung, and we are struggling to get a lot of things out there. You know, tennis right now, we've been up at the Summit playing in their tennis facility, and that's the best we can do right now because the courts are still covered. Softball, I'm not sure. I think I'm still thinking about a month before we'll get on softball fields.
Really? That's not going to leave much season left.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're going to do with schedules. I mean, I'm not sure, and I don't know how the rest of the state is. So I've got some calls out and check on some of the things. We're going to play down in Polson this weekend, and they're saying their fields are good. So, you know, it's just the difference between Polson and Kalispell.
How about the Lakers fields out south of town? Can we maybe use those?
I think they're in the same condition as the ones that we are at Kidsport.
Probably.
They're just under snow.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, there's some drifts in there. There's still 1 to 2 feet of snow on them. You know, if we got some really nice days and then didn't cool off at night where it stayed warm enough, I think it'd only take 2 or 3 days and we'd we'd have it melted. But that's not the case. As you guys know, it's been freezing every night. And so it's a slow process.
Yeah. And even the county fields out here, they're still covered.
Yep. Yep. You know, and so the, and, you know, going with that, the track, our track is cleared.
I was wondering about that.
Coach Hodge now has done a lot of work on that to break it up and get it going. And so the track is cleared. That field, because it's artificial, actually warms up more. So once just a little bit of it starts showing, it really gets the ice and melts it quicker.
And it drains better, too.
It drains amazing. In fact, that field is the best draining. You know, when they took out 3 feet of the clay and replaced it with different levels of aggregate, that really helped the draining situation down there.
So what about the high jump courts and the
I think they were saying the high jump and pole vault areas were clean off. They were going to put the pads on. The problem with the pole vault one is the vault box is frozen solid with, you know, all ice. It's iced up across there.
Oh boy. So, I was wondering about the approaches on
the approaches are pretty clear. And they'll be now with the snow removed and the sun and everything, they'll really be good.
How about the broad jump?
Yeah, so the long triple, those are both, the runways are cleared.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's just sand and snow at the moment, so I don't think they're jumping into that. They're just probably working on, you know, approaches and some of that stuff and not the actual jump into the pit. So that's what we have activity-wise going on. You know, we've got also coming up, we'll have District Music Festival. You'll hear about that in April. We've got a couple more plays, so that 627 will be relevant again for Robin to come on over and watch a play. And, you know, those are some things we're working on. Just, you know, a couple of things I talked about last week and thought we'd just finish up the show this because we're kind of in a little bit of a lull as far as activities and things. And another thing, you know, John, I guess I am going to point out for the last thing that we also did when we were down in Butte for the state basketball. I can't thank enough our cheer team and our pep band.
Oh, yeah. I heard so many cool things about both.
They both are just so great representatives of the school. So many people came up to me and thanked me for what their effort was. MHSA several times said, man, you guys have the best band here. And really, really, I call it Team Flathead when we go down there and have our cheer team and our band helping and cheering on the Bravettes as they went to that state championship game. Yeah. So that's outstanding. And again, just a huge thank you to them. The energy that they brought. I was talking to one of the young ladies today, and she was talking about, you know, it was really fun, Mr. Wilson. We didn't play till 8 every day. So, you know, we went down there the day of, and we still had time to get some good food. And then we went and played. And then Friday, we didn't have anything until 8 o'clock.
Wow.
So we just got to go and watch, look around Butte and check out everything. Yeah. And they really, she was really funny because she goes, you know, ever since I was an eighth grader, I wanted to look around Butte and the history and look mm-hmm. through and see the Berkeley Pit and the different things. So, you know, it was kind of a history mm-hmm. adventure for them, yeah. and field trip. Yep. And so they really had a good time, and they really represented well. And then they stayed Saturday. And, of course, Saturday, the same as Friday. We didn't play till 8. So we had the late game every time. Yep. And so, but again, great students supporting our team.
Daylight time, too.
Yeah. So just going back to what I ended the show last time with was, you know, the IB and what we bring mm-hmm. with IB. And, you know, right now we're kind of talking about the IB learner, or actually we're talking about the learner profile for what do we want a graduate to look like when they graduate from Kalispell schools. And really, at Flathead, we kind of looked and you know, we'll probably tweak it a little bit, but really mm-hmm. the IB learner profile really fits what we want kids to be able to do when they're done. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, first of all, they do math at Flathead. We read, we write, we're doing those things. But in that IB learner profile, we talk about being inquiring minds, you know, and be yeah. really, you know, thinking. And a lot of it's open-mindedness, knowledgeable, you know, communicators. We want them to be principled, caring, risk takers, balanced, and reflective. And, you know, there's this paragraph on each one of those. And that's just, you know, you want good people when they graduate. But at Flathead, we not only are giving them those profiles, this is what that nets when a kid takes an IB class at Flathead High School. You have a 91% chance of passing that international test. And it's not graded by us.
Yeah.
It's graded somewhere else, doesn't know you, and you are graded on what your response was. And that 91% pass rate of the kids that take IB tests, exams at Flathead High School, compares to 79%, which is the international average.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's and impressive. Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, you know, and I think some people don't necessarily understand numbers out there, and it is very impressive when you think about just how well our kids do. And and we also, folks out there, I mean, and I talk about IB, but you know, it really helps all of our learners. Even if you don't take an exam, you're still getting some of the same training and mindset of how to respond and mm-hmm. critical thinking skills that will help you in life.
Do you take the IB program and take those principles into other coursework too?
Yeah. I mean, because a lot of times you might be an IB math teacher and you might teach IB, we'll say pre-calculus. They've changed the name on it now, but IB pre-calculus. Well, you're probably an Algebra 2 teacher.
Yeah.
You might have a geometry class. Mm-hmm. Those classes, you're going to now have, hey, I've got a little bit better perspective. I'm teaching three levels of classes. I know where I have to get them to get them at pre-calculus. I'm going to also use some of those same knowledge things and help them in that Algebra 2 class or that geometry class and get them to critically think about the context of what we're doing. And so, I mean, it does permeate throughout the whole building. And, mm-hmm. you know, and then we also have those hands-on classes. We also have, you know, voice and choice of kids going and taking the, I was just visiting with a young man this morning. He's a hands-on kid. He goes and does a student-built house and doing a great job,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he does a great job there. We're helping that young man out with his writing skills. And, you know, and we've had kids start off, John, as a freshman in basically what we have is a reading intervention class. And we had a student start off, so they were like one or two grade levels behind where they should have been. They started off in that reading class, and by the time they graduated, they tested in IB English and passed.
Wow.
So that's a kid. If a kid's motivated and wants to do the work, mm-hmm. they can motivate themselves and get all the way to that. Going back to the kid with the hands-on choice, you know, we've got the FFA, the Voag Center. Mm-hmm. Great place to go get out there, learn, you know, all kinds of things about farming, but you're not just learning about farming. You're also, you know, driving tractors, your machinery, all, you know, they're building sheds out there. They're welding. all those kinds of hands-on things that also translate immediately when they graduate to fields. If they really want to, they can get those certifications. I'm a big proponent of welding. My dad was a welding teacher, and he has had kids, and some of his former students have come up and talked to me since his passing, and just been so great to reconnect with them, and they thank him for teaching them and getting them welding certifications that they, when they graduated high school, they used immediately. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so anyway, I get passionate about all that stuff. It's good stuff though.
It's
great.
It's preparing our people for the next generation.
It is. And we do a great job really in our schools, at Kalispell Schools. I think we're one of the best places in America to teach and learn. And that's, I think, something we're going to keep in, try to innovate. We talk about that transformational part, and we'll try to keep innovating that. And how is it going to look a little different here and there? Yeah, it is. But hopefully, you know, we've got to make sure that we have that bar raised as high as we have it and keep it going.
The only problem we have is we can't quite keep our superintendents. They keep getting stolen from us.
Ah, that's true. We're retiring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you're allowed to retire, but when we get them stolen from us.
Yeah, I know.
I'm being a smart aleck, but nonetheless, it does show the kind of excellence that we're
Well, it does, and especially when they're recruited to other places because they see the job that they're doing and how well they're doing here. So, you know, it's been fun, and I just congratulated Micah yesterday, and to him, I hope best wishes as he goes off onto that new part of his career, and I think he'll have great success there.
Yeah, we had him in here Monday morning, and I didn't realize he had kids that old.
Yeah.
They're in college and gone, and they're down in Missoula now working, and why wouldn't he want to be there?
Yeah. It'll be exciting. I know they're excited to have him.
And he can move in with them, too.
He may have to for a while.
Yeah, he might have to. He said that there's pretty limited inventory there.
Yeah. Hey, Bryce, thanks so much. Always a great conversation.
Thank you, guys.